Welcome to Radio at Firehouse.com. Real issues, real answers, real firefighters. Firehouse.com brings you the leaders of the nation's fire, rescue, and EMS services, the top columnists and educators, and today's most important issues, headlines, and comments. Listen right on your desktop or download and listen on the go to Firehouse.com.
Welcome to Radio at Firehouse.com. This is Peter Matthews, and we're here today with two of the key players for this year's Firehouse Expo, going to be held down in Baltimore at the Baltimore Convention Center July 21st through the 26th. We have Harvey Eisner and Mary Valine. Thank you both for joining us today. Harvey, can you tell us about some of the classes that you'll have this year? What new offerings do you have in the classroom?
In the classroom, we have a new Chief's Leadership Program, which is a four-part program. It'll take up the whole day. It's on July 22nd. So we have four speakers and four different programs to make up the Chief's Leadership Program. In the classroom itself, we have a new class on ethanol, the new enemy in flammable firefighting. We have a program on group purchasing, how to save you time and money. We also have engine company operations, tanker and tender safety, which is always a problem because of accidents across the country. We have Joe Berry is updating his lightweight construction class. It's very beneficial to everybody that responds today because of all the problems with the lightweight construction. On Thursday, we have a special program. It's called The Basic Understanding of the Fire Service for Public and Elected Officials. Now, this is a free class on Thursday, July 23rd from 1 to 3 p.m., and it's free. So you can dial our 800 number, 1-800-827-8009, to find out how to get into that free class. And it's a multi-purpose class, and it's a multi-discussion. We're going to have Robert Cobb talking about ISO and the need for public officials to know what that is and how it works, the Insurance Services Organization. I will be talking about how fire departments can have show and tell for their elected officials so they have no questions after they see the information and can make better decisions for their department. We have Tom Shand, who's going to talk about purchasing apparatus and why it's so important and how it's involved with the fire service. And we're going to have Kurt Verone from the NFPA discussing the NFPA standards and codes and why it's beneficial for the officials to understand all those things that's required for the fire department. And we're going to have Lori Moore from the International Association of Firefighters talking about EMS and the fire service. So that'll be the first time that we're doing this. Anybody that is a chief that wants to bring any of their public officials, any of their municipal officials that might not understand what it's all about to put a fire service together, a fire department together, this will be a great class for them to learn. And then we're going to go down on the exhibit floor and show them several examples of fire service equipment so they can actually see them in real life. So that'll be a special class for us. Also, ISO, what we can do for you, they're understanding the tools and resources of the Insurance Services Organization. They're looking to change the way they rate fire departments, so that's very important. We also have fires in fast food restaurants, towel ladder operations. We have improved EMS report writing, lessons learned from two lawsuits involving patient records with all the fire service EMS that goes on. That'll be a very good class. Don Abbott is going to talk about not your normal house fire, about a 5,000 square foot plus multi-story dwellings that are popping up all over. We have a class for radio dispatchers from three dispatchers from the New York City. It's called Fire Dispatcher Radio Operator, the much bigger picture. So that'll be the first time we're doing that. We have how to respond to a hybrid truck incident. We've discussed operations with vehicles, but now we're going to work on hybrid trucks. So we'll have a class on that. On Saturday, we have moved the Chiefs panel, and we have Dennis Compton will be the moderator, and the panelists will be James Quack from Baltimore, Salvatore Cassano, chief of New York Fire Department, Dennis Rubin, chief of the District of Columbia Fire Department, and Bruce Varner from Santa Rosa, California. Also on Saturday, we have several classes with the National Fallen Firefighters. We have another one which is very important at this time called Creating Revenue in a Tough Economy. And we have another one on fire service communications, FCC requirements, digital noise, and broadband. In the next coming years, there'll be a lot of changes for the radio frequencies of every fire department in the country. So we're going to have a class with Charles Werner, who's on top of everything in the communications world, and he'll be discussing that. Those are the major changes and additions we've had, or first-time classes this year at the classroom sessions.
Okay, Harvey, well, thank you very much. Mary, can you tell us about this year's exhibit floor and, you know, what benefits the attendees will have as they visit the number of exhibitors that we have?
Sure. Thanks, Pete. This year, the show floor is, again, the largest on the East Coast, and the cost remains the same at $10. It's 3 days of exhibits. There's over 400 companies that will be there. And we understand that a lot of people want to cut back on their spending right now and may not see the benefits of the trade show floor, but we encourage you this year to get there. It can allow you visiting our trade show can allow you the opportunity to talk to vendors, to maybe get better pricing on their purchases, to discover new products that can help you save money during this time. You can learn more about servicing procedures that will help you extend the life of your vehicles and really hammer on those vendors to get the best deals that you need right now. So we invite everybody back. We do have EMS co-located with us again, and so you'll see more EMS companies than ever before. And we look forward to having you. And again, the dates of the exhibit floor are July 23rd through the 25th.
Okay, thank you, Mary. Harvey, the popular hands-on training, what classes do we have this year, and do we still have any openings?
Yes, we still have openings, and some of the classes we have that are new this year are Principles of Confined Space Rescue. We also have Command Competencies, hands-on reality based on command training from the front seat to the hot seat. And that'll be people from the Montgomery County Fire and Rescue Service will be putting that class on. And we also have driver training with your eyes, head, hands, and feet. So it's another very important class for driver training. We still have the regular basic classes, forcible entry, rapid intervention, basic and advanced workshops. We have live fire fighting exercises. We have University of Extrication, advanced vehicle rescue, and we have coordinated and controlled fire attack with engines and trucks. And finally, the last class we have is rescuing trapped firefighters. So if you haven't been to any of these, it's really a good experience. You take a lot back to your department right away, and very, very good training.
Okay, and Mary, the networking opportunities, one of the best reasons to go to a trade show is the, besides, of course, the classes and the exhibitors, is the opportunity to meet folks doing the same thing at one town away, one state away, on the other side of the country. So what kind of networking opportunities do we have available this year?
Sure. We do have a party on the plaza, which is an evening networking event on Thursday, the 23rd. And we will have pipe and drums there, and the Fools are working with us on that to create some different drink specials and just a really good time in the Baltimore Inner Harbor. And all the proceeds go to the National Fallen Firefighters Foundation. So it's for a great cause. And then, of course, we have our flea market and parade on Sunday. It's a good family day to watch the parade and then visit with other firefighters on the flea market floor and find those valuables you've been looking for. And on Saturday, we'll have the Model Muster Club. So that's another time to kind of get together with your colleagues and have a good time. But, you know, in addition to those activities, we've also expanded some of our program to allow more interaction, such as the Chiefs and Commissioners panel that Harvey talked about. We've added 90 minutes after that class. So we've got some of those leaders that Harvey was mentioning, the Chief of Baltimore, New York, District of Columbia, and Santa Rosa. And now you can spend 90 minutes with them afterwards in roundtable discussions, asking really specific questions that might help answer some of the solutions that you're find the answers that you're looking for in some of those cases. And we've also launched or added a Fire Chiefs Forum to our program on Friday. And that was developed by Bruce Varner from Santa Rosa, California, and Chief Rubin from the District of Columbia. and it involves a variety of different chiefs, but it's in more of a discussion format where they're going to lead the discussion and give you great topics, but help you share ideas too. So we've added some of these. We know people are looking for solutions, and we hope that these are opportunities that they can take advantage of.
Okay, Mary, can you expand on EMS portion of the expo this year?
Sure. We continue to work with EMS Expo, our sister company, to develop and keep adding EMS content to our conference program and then, of course, our exhibits. And we are working with NAEMT this year, which is a national association. And we've put together a really good, well-rounded program of both BLS and ALS classes that take place, you know, consistently throughout the conference program. So an attendee could choose to just attend EMS, or if you're going to the Firehouse Conference, these classes are also free. So please visit the website, firehouseexpo.com, and click on the EMS tab and take a look at some of the classes and programs that we've added this year.
Okay, and then as far as the travel and hotels and stuff like that, any hints or tips as far as how to book a room?
Yeah, we encourage you to book fast this year, in particular this year, because there are some other exciting events that are taking place in Baltimore. There is a national soccer conference that will be taking place on Friday night, and it's going to take up some hotel rooms. So we do have space available in our block. The rates did not go up from last year's rates, so we've tried to keep things as low as we can there. And like I said, we really encourage you to get those reservations made. If you know that you're coming and you're putting it off, I strongly encourage you to get moving on those areas. You can do that, again, through the Firehouse Expo website. You can either call or just make your reservation online.
Okay, we'll put the links to housing on the podcast player page. Before we wrap up or close out, is there anything else that I've missed that the attendees can look forward to?
I think we just have a wide variety of programs, especially on the budget problems and other tactics and strategy that are current and timely for the firefighters. So, you know, everybody should plan on attending and go to the website, take a look at the programs, and go from there. But I think they will not be disappointed. There's great education, and it's tailored just for the firefighters. So firefighters, officers, and chiefs of the United States.
I agree, and we'd like to invite you to the opening ceremonies, of course. That's included with your exhibit hall pass. Again, only $10 for 3 days. And the opening ceremonies this day is going to include a feature presentation, and then there will be a gift and a take-home for every firefighter that attends. And we also have invited over 20 instructors to take part. So it really is going to be a unique program. We've moved it down to the exhibit floor this year, so everyone will find a spot. And we hope you can make it. Again, that's Thursday the 23rd at 10 o'clock.
All right, great. Well, again, Harvey Eisner, Mary Galeen, thank you for joining us on this podcast. It's for Firehouse Expo, being held at the Baltimore Convention Center July 21st through the 26th. You can visit firehouseexpo.com to learn more about it, to register, to book your hotel, and find out everything that's going on. So please check that link on the podcast player page. And if you have any questions, send us an email to podcast@firehouse.com. Mary and Harvey, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Pete.
If you have a comment on this program, drop us a line at radio@firehouse.com. Thanks for listening. And stay tuned to firehouse.com for more broadcasts like these. Or visit our website at www.firehouse.com/radio.